girl, right? You knew, right?
I totally knew. What's wrong with Blog Talk? Blog Talk sounds awful, man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Podcast won't be recorded. What? Hang on. It says here that we're out of storage. I'm going to go. Do they record it on StreamYard? What are they talking about?
No, you should. It'll still go to YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going live. Scroll.
It's just, you know what it won't? It just won't save it on your. You can delete it, but it just won't save it on your StreamYard. But it'll still
care.
Go to.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it'll still go to YouTube.
Yeah, I don't need 50 shows, 50 copies of the same show, you know?
No.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati.
You're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast.
All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Norda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and hopefully I have a voice left after yesterday, man. That was a big game. Habib, did you catch the AFC champions? Huh?
Getting a Swedish massage yesterday.
You got a Swedish massage? It's like 2 feet of snow up there.
Doesn't matter, baby. He's gonna get his time. Sunday ritual, Sunday afternoon ritual.
Sunday ritual.
Got to get the pipes clean. Plus, I'm filing a grievance with the Human Resources Department, man.
What? You talking about?
Canceling shows for football. Boxing is the number one sport, man.
Wait, not when the Bengals are on, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl, son. Super Bowl.
That is important, though.
That, right? We haven't been there since, what, 89, 88?
For you.
89, 88. And listen, look, you see, look at the logo, man. It's black and orange, baby.
And then Brady retired.
I heard he didn't retire. Yeah, he's not. He said he's not retired yet.
Really?
Yeah. So my guess is that he'll announce it after the Super Bowl. But
okay.
Nobody really knows. Like, people are saying, like, he hasn't confirmed anything, but people are saying, people are just taking that story and running with it. So it'll be funny if he comes back. I think he's probably still got a lot left in the tank, man. I don't know.
Sort of like Mike Carpenter with his...
his sources, yeah, right? Exactly. If you guys want to call in, 323-870-3857. And tonight we're going to talk about Tyson Fury and Dillian White. The fight is happening, and we'll tell you about it. But first, we're going to get started with ESPN Plus. Robeson, Contecao versus Xavier Martinez, 10 rounds, junior lightweights. Contecao wins a unanimous decision over Martinez by the scores of 190, 99-91, 98-92. It was a big win, and people considered it an upset. Why was this considered like such an upset? I thought Contecao was a really good fighter.
Martinez was like 24. He was supposed to be like that next guy, so to speak. He had a lot of hype behind him. Nice mm-hmm. young up-and-coming guy. Conceição, a little older, 33. You know, everyone was picking Conceição to win. He was only a slight underdog. He was like a plus 145-ish, 140. Like a plus 140, 145. So he wasn't that big of an underdog. It was almost like a pick-em fight. But I would have thought he would have been favored because of his amateur pedigree, his experience, and a lot of people thought he beat Valdez in the last fight. But
that was a tight fight. That wasn't a walkover for Valdez, man.
But just about everyone I knew was picking Conceição, and I was picking Conceição as well.
Yeah.
And so the thing about Conceição is, like I said this before, he does remind me a lot of your Dennis Ugas. Both of these guys have pesky styles. I call them disruptors, right?
Yeah.
They constantly touch and peck away at you. and cause their opponent to have to always react and reset and reposition their hands. And, you know, they're not looking for that home run. They just want to touch, and they slip in those clean shots, but not everything has to land perfectly and not everything has to be hard. So they both stay busy. They both are very defensively responsible, and they have a good sense of gauging distance, and they know what punches to throw depending upon what position they're in, both guys. And the thing was, Contessao really kept, Martinez at bay. He kept peppering him with the jab, kept touching him. And after the jab, you know, he would stick and move. But like I said, they make just enough subtle movement so they're still in range, but they force their opponent to have to constantly reset. And you could see Martinez was following him around the ring the whole fight. And he really could not get on track. Every now and then he'd land a big shot here and there, but he couldn't put punches together because Contessao wouldn't stand still for him. And he wouldn't stop keeping that, you know, keep pumping that jab in his face. So it was a very one-sided fight. I kind of thought it would be a clear victory for Contessao, but I didn't think it would be that easy. I thought Martinez would bring a little bit more. But once again, he just couldn't get untracked in this fight. It's very one-sided.
It's a bad style matchup. It's a bad style matchup for a lot of people, man.
Hindsight 2020, and yeah, that definitely was a bad style matchup.
Would you like to see a rematch with him and Valdez?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what?
I don't hate that. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I just love this. He'll probably get the winner of that fight. So I think Shakur will beat Valdez, and I can envision Shakur fighting him.
I can envision Shakur fighting him, but I can envision him – I don't really envision him beating Shakur, but I envision him giving Shakur all he wants. You know, I think it's a decent fight. It's not
That's
a walkover.
A great
it's
fight.
A decent fight, yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you this. In my opinion, I think him – Contessao versus Shakur would be a better fight, be a more intriguing fight. To me,
he's got that style, man, and you know that style, and you know yourself from being in the gym when you have somebody resetting, you know what I mean, when you're able to hit them, and you know you see a lot of people, you can see it in their face when they're getting ready to punch, and you just take a step forward or take a step backwards, disrupt that rhythm, then you can see them reset. If they're not really that experienced, you can see them reset, and then you can see it has to go. They go through all the motions again. And then they go, and then, you know, you see them, boom, and you just move just a little bit, and all of a sudden they have to do it again. They have to reset. In the meantime, you're punching. It's a tough thing to deal with. It really is. It's very frustrating.
And the worst part about it is if the guy who's making you reset is so much quicker than you, he's always a step ahead, then you're never going to catch up in the fight, you know, and that sucks.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, speed is a killer in this sport, man. It is tough. That is a tough thing. If you got good speed, that's a handful for anybody.
And then when you hear guys like Virgil Hunter back in the day say, you know, he would say this about Andre Ward, he just processes things faster. That means your brain. Some guys have faster brains than their brains just fire quicker. You know, that mind-muscle connection.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
I mean, a lot of it's done on instinct, you know.
Yeah.
I remember they asked Bernard Hopkins, I remember Rashad Evans, a UFC guy, asked Bernard Hopkins how to throw a right hand. You know, he said, there's no trick to it. He said, you just throw it, you know, but you have to train yourself to just let it go. You know, you not to set it up, not to think about it. You just have to train yourself to let it go. And
you know, that was the thing about Bernard Hopkins, you know, he didn't look like the fastest guy in the world, but his reaction time was just incredible. The way he could react to what's going on in front of him, that's what made him such a good counterpuncher. Because he could look at a guy and just see and get a feel for what that guy was going to throw, and he'd be able to get ahead of it and react to it before the punch was even started. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in other words, if a right hand was coming, he would already, before the punch was even thrown, he would start moving away from it. You know what I mean? And it was just amazing watching that guy how instinctive he was. And he would sit there and he would look at a guy's front foot to gauge how far away he was and when he could throw the jab and when he could throw the right hand.
Yeah.
He could gauge distance just by looking at a guy's foot and seeing how far away from his lead foot was from that guy's lead foot, his opponent's lead foot. It's amazing how you know, some of these fighters are just instinctive. It's like they don't even think, they just react instinctively, things just happen on the turn of a dime with these guys.
Yeah, he is. He's very well schooled. And I tell you what, man, I think they got something here. I mean, clearly his pedigree is there. Everything is there that you want there. I think they need to start putting him in against, like, you know, I mean, he already beat their up-and-comer, man. They got to start – give this guy a title shot. Give this guy a belt. Let's see what he can do against top-tier guys. And like I said, we already seen him against Valdez. And, hey, man, I mean, that was as tight as it gets.
And you know, like, Martinez was supposed to be that guy because ESPN just kept –
Right, that's the house guy.
You know how they are, man.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you know, we always criticize them and we get on them, but they're not even commentators anymore at this point. They're PR people.
It really is. It's kind of disappointing.
Really,
I hate that. I hate the, you know, just call the fight. I'll tell you what, this is why I like the British announcers. I really do. I love the British announcers because they call the fight. They call it I don't always agree with them. But they call the fight the way they're seeing the fight, you know?
The Showtime announcers. I think they're pretty down the middle. I think Al Bernstein is very objective.
I like Al Bernstein. He's been doing it for a long time. He's pretty good.
I think Mauro Ranallo does a pretty good job at the play-by-play. It's a little animated too much, but.
Yeah, he's a little corny, but I like him, you know?
I like him. He's a good guy.
Why hasn't anybody picked up Jim Lampley yet? Jim Lampley or Roy Jones? That just boggles my mind.
Roy Jones did the Usyk fight on DAZN, and he works with DAZN a little bit, but not frequently. And I think because Roy Jones is doing so many different things now, like he's training and he's promoting as well, maybe he just wants to do the commentating, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, that's true.
For certain fights.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Lampley was going to do some work with Trilla, but I'm glad he pulled away from that.
Yeah, I mean, well, what are they doing now? You know what I mean? They're not doing much either. So, yeah, somebody had mentioned Abner Morris. JC had mentioned Abner Morris. I like Abner Morris a lot.
I like Abner Morris. He's getting better. He's getting better.
Yeah.
You know? He's getting better. And he's got a great personality, you know.
Yeah.
And he's starting to fit in with them. At first, he was trying to work his way in and, you know, get acclimated to being the commentator. But now I think he's getting there, and I think he's close to being there. And, you know, Centurion says that Antonio Tarver.
I really like
the Antonio Tarver.
I like him, too.
You know, I got to be honest. So the guy popped for a PED.
Okay.
The PEDs make you a better commentator. How does that? fuck. Why
you raise on the mic? You know.
Yeah, like I don't get it. Like ESPN lets Chael Sonnen be a commentator, and he failed multiple PED tests. So why can't Topper be? You know,
I have no idea. That makes zero sense.
I don't know.
To me, Bradley is the worst. I'm not crazy about Paulie Malignaggi either, but Bradley and Paulie Malignaggi are the two worst.
Yeah,
in my eyes anyway. I don't know. Rene Tellez-Giron versus Giovanni Cabrera. This was on the undercard of the ESPN Plus. Cabrera wins unanimous decision over Giron by the scores of 78-74 twice and 77-75. Great. Now it should have been the co-main. Nico Walsh Ali versus Jeremiah Yeager, four rounds middleweights. Nico Walsh wins by second round TKO. I don't know. A fun fact that I found out about Nico Walsh. Fun fact. Did you know he was the grandson of Muhammad Ali?
No. Is he really?
Right? Right? Wow. I was blown away when I heard that 50 times on the telecast. I had no idea.
Thank you so much for letting me know. I didn't know that.
Boom. Right? I had no idea.
I thought they were just joshing me on the telecast.
Well, Right. I looked that up. And then,
right,
because they announced it. They must have said it maybe 50, 60 times on there and everything like that. Did a bunch of human interest. Yeah, 50, 60 times. And I'm like, maybe there's something there. I wonder if he's actually the grandson. And sure enough, he is. Did you see the Ollie Shuffle he did? That was bad. That was not good, man. Just
not as good as the Beam Shuffle.
Stick to your craft, man. Just stick to your craft because you know you're behind the eight ball. We all know you're behind the eight ball. Listen, it just is what it is, all right? And I think he knows how lucky he is. I really do. He'd be a fool not to know how lucky he is. He does, you know? And he seems like a nice guy, man.
You know, let me cut him a tad bit of slack. Like, what would you do if you're in his position? You got the name. You might as well use it, right?
Who would? I mean, really. I mean, if – let's face it. Like, if that was you or anybody else and you're looking to make a break in the business, you're looking to do something different, anybody's going to use it. They just will.
There's only one other fighter that did it as good as Ali, and that was Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, Sugar Ray was so good, man.
Little Penny said Pac did the – I don't think Pac did the Ali show. He did it that one time in the Margarito fight. I don't think he did it good.
Sugar Ray.
He did it really good. Like, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Did Sugar Ray Robinson ever do that, or was Ali the first one to do that?
I think Ali was the first one, and then Sugar Ray Leonard was the – Ray Leonard patented himself after Ali. Did a lot of the same things. Like, he did a lot of things that Ali did.
But
one time he said to Ali when they were on the Arsenio Hall show, he goes, this is my daddy. So he patented him. But then he added his own little flair to it, too, like the bolo punches. Well, he wasn't the first guy to do the bolo punch, but
he seemed like such a nice guy.
Sugar Ray? I love Sugar Ray Leonard.
Genuine,
is my favorite fighter.
Genuine
He's
nice
my
guy.
Favorite fighter of all time. When I interviewed him, you could just tell he's just honest. He's an honest guy. Even after like the second Hearns fight, when he got the draw, he said, I lost that fight. He goes, Tommy, you beat me. The only fighter I've ever heard say after a fight, controversial fight where he got a draw or a win,
right.
Only guy ever said that the other guy beat me. I've never seen or heard anyone ever admit defeat when they got a decision they probably should have got or a draw they should have got.
Yeah.
And he goes, Tommy, you beat me. Said it.
Yeah. He just seems like a genuinely nice person. You know what I mean? He just does, you know. No matter what problems he had, whatever, man, he's always seemed to me like a genuinely nice person.
He had a lot of problems, too, but, you know, he still was nice to people. He was never an asshole to the press. He was never an asshole to his fans. Never. I mean, he was a great boxing personality.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go to this pay-per-view now. This was on pay-per-view. How about the fact that this was on pay-per-view? Don King put on this card. It was Junior Makabu versus Tibasu Mchunu for Makabu's WBC Cruiserweight title. If you guys remember, Makabu was the one who was getting ready to fight Canelo, maybe. Makabu wins a split decision over Mchunu by the scores of 115-113 for Mchunu, 115-113, and 116-112 both for Makabu. After the fight, of course, he calls out Canelo Alvarez. Listen, man, I tell you what, man. Makabu's a good fighter, okay? He's going to get murdered by Canelo. If you watched him in this, he's going to get murdered by Canelo. There is absolutely nothing that I saw in that fight that would lead me to believe that, he's going to even put up a fight against Alvarez. It is a complete mismatch. Complete mismatch.
Yeah, you know? I think the big difference would be the speed.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the fight, you know, that the fight he had last weekend against Mchunu, it was a close fight. I thought he pulled it out. I thought he won the fight. I thought he did enough to win the fight. But I don't know if, you know, like I said, I think Maestro said there was some controversy. He thought the other guy won or whatever.
A couple people thought the other guy won.
I can see it going either way. I mean, I saw it one way. Other people saw it the other way. But I think the decision probably went the right way. But the fact that he fought at all was a no-no, to be honest with you. Because if he wanted that Canelo fight, I think it goes out the window now. Because what is it? It's February. All right, tomorrow's February 1. So what? He gets ready by, what, May? He's got to turn it around. So if he has any injuries or whatever from that, he's still got to rest, and he's got to turn it around. And he's not nearly a bigger name as, like, Charlo is or, you know, anything like that. Anybody like Canelo's getting, you know, they're talking about fighting and everything like that. It's just, you know, and if you watch this fight, if you see this guy fight, he's a bigger guy, I get you. And he's stronger. He's probably stronger. He's a naturally bigger guy. He's not going to beat Canelo, though. There's no way. No way. It's a complete mismatch. And you know what? That's why they called him out, because he's a bigger guy. But again, he's not, you know, he's not going to be on that level. He's going to get killed. Trevor Bryan, also on that undercard versus Jonathan Guidry. 12 rounds for Bryan's WBA regular heavyweight title. How about that? Bryan won a split decision over Jonathan Guidry by the scores of 115-112 for Guidry, 118-109, and 116-111 for Bryan. Now, I didn't actually see this fight because I didn't pay for the card, but I heard that, you know, it should have been a unanimous decision. I heard that 115-112, they were like, hey, what are they doing, you know? So, yeah, there you go. So that was this weekend's action. Let's look ahead to next week's action. February 5th. Now, we got a lot of boxing here. Let's take a look here. The big one is going to be on February 5th, Fox pay-per-view. Keith Thurman versus Mario Barrios. 12 rounds welterweights. Leo Santa Cruz versus Keenan Carvajal. Luis Neri versus Carlos Castro. Kent Cruz versus Enrico Gogohia. 8 rounds junior welterweights. Fernando Vargas versus Cody Kabuski, 4 rounds middleweights. I'm sure that won't be televised. I believe the top 4 will probably be televised. And we'll come back to that card in a minute. February 5th on the zone. All right, so Swissiket Sorungvisai is out with COVID. All right, out with COVID. Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez steps in to face Carlos Quadras for the vacant WBC junior bantamweight title. This is interesting. He's trained by Robert Garcia. Jesse Rodriguez is trained by Robert Garcia. He's 14-0. He was going to fight for a vacant, I believe, like a vacant title, some kind of vacant title on the undercard. It's an interesting fight. I don't know if he has – Quadras has a ton of experience. Quadras has a ton of experience, not only that, but in big fights. We might relation this guy. It's still not a bad fight. This is a really good replacement, really good. He was in training anyway. You know, wasn't training for Quadras, but he was in training. So – that's a big one.
Yeah.
Raymond Ford versus Edward Vasquez, 10 rounds featherweights. Jamie Mitchell versus Carly Skelly, 10 rounds for Mitchell's WBA Wyndham's bantamweight title. And there you go. That's the zone card. And now February 5th from Cardiff, Wales. There's no TV on this. Chris Eubank Jr. versus Liam Williams, 12 rounds middleweights. Chris Jenkins versus Julius Ndongo, 10 rounds welterweights. Clarissa Shields on that card versus Emma Cozen, 10 rounds for Shields, WBC, WBA, IBF, women's titles. Yeah. Surprised there's no TV on that.
Yeah, there's just so many cards. But, yeah, I don't think anyone wanted to pick that one up over in the United States anyways, or DAZN or whatever. I don't know.
I'm surprised ESPN Plus didn't pick it up, or nobody picked it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
– Sky, I think it's a Sky, right?
Probably. It doesn't have it on there. It doesn't have it on there. Like,
yes, because ESPN does the BT Sport, but yeah. there's no U.S. broadcast at the Sky Fighters, Sky events.
Yeah. You're gonna
So when Clarissa Shields fights Savannah Marshall, I don't know if we're going to be able to see that.
I'm fine with that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What do you think about this We'll let you guys come to it.
Let's talk about this pay-per-view real quick. Keith Thurman versus Mario Barrios. Keith Thurman has not fought since, what is it, July of 2020, almost 2 years out of the ring. He's coming off a loss. Both fighters here are coming off losses. Mario Barrios coming off the loss to Tank Davis. A lot of people thought he was winning that fight with Tank Davis.
It was a close fight.
Very close fight. What are your thoughts, though, on this fight? And, I mean, is this a – I'll tell you right now, I don't think it's a pay – I'm not going to buy it. It's not – to me, it's not a pay-per-view card. The main event is just okay. That should be on TV. But Leo Santa Cruz versus Keenan Carvajal doesn't do it for me. Luis Neri versus Carlos Castro, again, doesn't do it for me. They have good names on the undercard, but they're squash. It should be squash matches. So
I'll tell you why I'm going to buy the pay-per-view, because of my curiosity factor. I want to see if Keith Thurman is back, if he's going to be somewhat of resemblance to the old Keith Thurman.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, the Keith Thurman that fought Manny Pacquiao said he was recovering from an injury. He wasn't 100%. Well, this guy's been off for a long time. Is there anything that was bothering him? He had plenty of time to heal at this point, right? So I'm just curious to see if he's ready to jump right back into the welterweight mix.
Yeah.
And this is a good barometer for him, because Barrios, you know, you can say he's a smaller guy. He's a 140.
What was he fighting at, 140? He was fighting at 140. He fought Tank at 140.
Yeah, this guy's 5'10", very long, big frame, not excessively muscular, big, not stocky or anything like that. But, you know, he could definitely carry 147, and you could argue that he was growing out of the 140-pound division. But, again, this is a tough fight for him to make his entrance into the 147-pound division. But, again, Keith Thurman's been off for a while. We saw what happened when he came back after a long layoff against Josecito Lopez. You know, he had some shaky moments in that fight.
Yeah.
And almost got knocked out. And he got hurt in that fight. So there's a lot of questions surrounding this fight. Can Barrios go up to 147 and be able to, you know, hold his own at that weight class, right? And, you know, you got Keith Thurman coming off of the long layoff and coming off a ton of injuries, and, you know, we don't even know if his mind is ready and if he's really into boxing anymore, if his heart's still in it. So there's so much questions to be answered from both guys. So I'm just intrigued by the matchup. So the curiosity factor alone is going to make me buy this pay-per-view.
Yeah. $80 for this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Is it 80 or 75?
80. I think it's $79.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you what. I think Mario Barrios has a real chance here.
I think he does, too.
I'm picking him to win.
I may bet on him.
I think Mario Barrios is going to win this fight. I really do.
I got to check the odds.
Check the odds. Let us know what the odds are. Because I'll tell you what, while I break this down, I think Mario Barrios is a dog. I really do. I think he is a grinder.
Good fighter, man.
Grinder.
He is no slouch. He knows how to fight.
Keith Thurman doesn't know how to grind. Keith Thurman is not that kind of fighter. And if the size difference doesn't play a factor, okay, if Mario's okay at 147, he wins this fight. What are the odds?
Oh, my God. These are close odds, brother.
Yeah,
Thurman is a minus 175. Barrios is a plus 150.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I expected a wipeout in the odds.
Yeah. Barrios is a busy guy. He's got pretty quick feet, quick hands, right? That's how he was able to hang in there with Tank. He's quick, right? Got a great jab. And he could battle on the inside a little bit. Thurman can't really fight that well on the inside, right? Moves a lot. But again, he's going to be trying to do that ambush style, and Barrios got that jab, and he could catch him on the way in with that jab. That jab can be the nullifier here to Thurman's movement, because Thurman's going to be trying to go in and out, and if he's trying to go in and he's stopped before he can get that, you know, go into that entry point, right, on the mid-range area of the pocket where he likes to be, that jab is right there, cutting him off at the pass. At every turn,
he's
going to have a hard time getting his offense on track yet.
You know who Thurman reminds me of? He reminds me a lot of Bronner. He really does.
Really?
Where he had a lot of talent.
Oh, okay. Not fighting style.
No.
Okay.
This guy had a lot of talent. And for whatever reason, his heart's not in it. And now, you see him every couple of years, he wants to make a comeback, or every so often he'll talk about a comeback, money fights, blah, blah, blah. But you know that he's not the same guy. Keith Thurman, I'll tell you right now, is not the same guy. He couldn't beat Manny Pacquiao, okay, 2 years ago. He could not beat Manny Pacquiao. And he should have been able to beat Manny Pacquiao.
You were surprised that day.
I was shocked that day.
Yeah, I picked Pacquiao to win that.
I know you did. And you know what? And I said, you know what? And there was always a hedge on Thurman. I said, Thurman's going to win if his mind's right, if this, if that, if we get that Keith Thurman, which I thought we were going to get, he's going to win the fight, blah, blah, blah. We didn't get that Keith Thurman.
I'm going to paraphrase, I believe, what you said. And correct me if I'm wrong. You said the best Keith Thurman beats this version of Manny Pacquiao. And I think we're going to get the best Keith Thurman. And then I think my response to you was, I don't even know what the best Keith Thurman is because he's been so erratic. And we just don't even know if we can ever get the best Keith Thurman because if your heart's not in it. Now, again, they all fight for money. Money is the greatest motivating factor for any fighter. I don't care what any of them
Well, that's why they fight. That's why they fight. But, I mean, would you go to work if you didn't get paid?
No.
Right.
But with that being said, when you look at a guy like Tyson Fury, people can give him all the stick in the world they want. But his desire and his love of the game got him up off the canvas multiple times against Deontay Wilder.
If your heart's
not in it and you don't love what you do and it's not embedded inside you, right, then you don't get up off the canvas.
No.
Now, I'm not saying Keith Thurman, questioning his heart or anything or his courage because it takes a ton of courage to get in there.
Yeah.
But – Your heart will and the fire inside you, that little fire in your belly, gets you up off the canvas.
Right.
Like when you're in those situations that Tyson Fury was. So that's the difference. I don't know if Keith Thurman has that intestinal fortitude that Tyson Fury has.
That's a guy who wants to win.
Yeah.
That's a guy who just does it. He's not just dialing it in. And no matter what you say about him, no matter what you think about him, his goofy, demeanor and everything like that.
I love
that guy is a dog. He wants to win.
And
he's got
the money. The money was already in the bank.
Right.
For that third Wilder fight.
If he stays down, he stays down, he stays down.
I'm set for the rest of my life. My kids are never going to have to worry about it. A damn thing. Why the fuck do I have to? And this dude.
We got up.
You can say whatever you want about him, but this. He's a fighting man.
Yeah.
Without question. He's a fighting man.
No question.
Without question.
I'm not sure that Keith Thurman is that guy.
No.
In fact, history tells us he's not that guy.
He's not.
No. I agree.
No.
I agree. Reese Mack said even Mike Tyson had the spirit to rise up off the canvas after Douglas chopped him up for 10 rounds. He's right.
Yeah.
He got up. He tried to get up. He did his best to get up.
Now, all these guys – Keith Thurman included, because when you're at that level, he has something that I don't have or the normal person.
Oh, for sure.
But when you compare him to his contemporaries, right, that's a different ballgame. Then there's levels to the as well.
Absolutely, man. All right, let's talk about Manscaped. Guys, if you want to help us out, and I know you do, all right, the best thing you can do, super chats are great, the likes are great, everything is great, but buy something from Manscaped. Use the code RingsideReporter, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. That helps us out more than you know, man. It really does. Let's talk about Manscaped here. Cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep. How about upgrading your grooming routine for the new year? Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use the code RingsideReporter for 20% off plus free shipping. It's the new year, new me with the global leaders in male grooming. This year, take your grooming to the next level with their Performance Package 4.0 and brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks all over. It also comes equipped with a 4,000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land that 2022 looks to be. Have wild hairs coming out of the nose or ear? Well, Manscaped can solve that problem with their Weed Whacker. The nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary tool dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks and snags. Polish off your new stellar routine with free gifts, including the Manscaped Shed Travel Bag and anti-chafing boxer briefs to keep all of your goodies stored comfortably. And the new product that needs no introduction, the Ultra Premium Body Wash, which is great, by the way, from Manscaped, solves all three for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine. But in the shower, the body wash smells great, too. It's cologne-infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. Kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb this year and use the best tools for the job. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com for our exclusive 20% off plus free shipping with the code RINGSIDEREPORTER. Cheers to grooming with the best of the best in 2022. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RINGSIDEREPORTER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with at manscaped.com. Use the code RINGSIDEREPORTER. It's a new year, new me in 2022 with Manscaped. Ringside Reporter, one word, for 20% off and free shipping. There you go.
Do you think Robbie can shave his back with that lawnmower?
I think you can shave anything with that lawnmower. I was doing my yard with it the other day.
I think Mrs. Herrick would shave Robbie's back with that?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. Speaking of Mr. and Mrs. Herrick. He's on the line here. Let's get him. Robert, 530.
Hey, Robert. Hello, guys.
And
thank you for taking shots at me, Joe, before I even get on the line. I appreciate that.
He's asking a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Robbie. Let me ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question before we get started? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to ask this question before you start unleashing your tirades. Do you think the show should have been canceled yesterday?
No, I would have done it at 12.
What do you like better? Do you like football better than boxing, or boxing better than football?
No, football is my number one sport, man. So I got to support Eric in this.
Fucking weasel. I can respect that. You fucking rat. I mean, yeah. I get it.
Look. My dad got me into all of my sports when I was like 5 or 6 years old, so I've been following football for like 52 years. We used to be Raiders season ticket holders, so we used to go to a lot of games. Football, I grew
stop
up
bragging
football.
Now, man.
I didn't ask
for your resume. Cut the shit now. Come on.
Okay, a couple of things. Eric, you're normally not wrong, but you've made a mistake here. Keith Thurman has been out of the ring a lot longer than what you realize. The last time he fought was
July of 2020.
He fought July of 2019. It was July of 2019.
Huh. Was it?
Yep.
Did
Look
I make
it
a mistake, Steve?
Look it up.
Yeah, he's right, though. It was 2019, but you know what?
Yeah.
Who cares?
In other words,
what's going on over there, Robert? I hear yelling.
Yeah, stop yelling, Robert.
Yeah, who you got turned up in the basement over there?
What are you doing? What'd you do?
No, I'm not yelling.
What'd you do? Handcuff Mrs. Herrick to the bed again?
No. But anyway, no.
For Christ's sake.
Joe, would you get out of here with that stuff? Okay. Now, I mean, I can't believe this dude is going to get paid for going into the ring on Saturday night after not fighting for that long. I firmly believe that he really doesn't really care about the sport, and the only reason why he's getting into the ring is because he's getting a sizable paycheck. I think Barrios
why
has
else
a great
do you go to work? Of course
let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. Are you trying to tell me that you're expecting Keith Thurman to enter that ring against Mario Barrios for free?
No.
Is that your stance? You're saying
no.
I can't believe he's getting paid.
No. Look,
what world is
Joe?
Are we on Mars right now?
Joe, come on.
Guy's gonna get in the ring and he's gonna be getting punched in the face. And you're saying he's not supposed to get a paycheck?
No,
you know what? Let me pull one of your monthly checks back once and see what you say. Because there's a lot of people that think you don't deserve to get paid either. But we still get you paid, don't we?
Even though you're not part of the show anymore,
Beep Industries gives you a stipend. We give you a monthly stipend.
For Heavenly Dave. For Heavenly Dave.
We give you a monthly stipend, right? Out of
Eric,
the courtesy of our own heart.
What's wrong with this individual here? Come on.
And I told Lois to stop doing it, but she says, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. He needs the money.
He's got a point. Do you think any fighter fights for legacy? I mean, really, they fight for the money, man. There's no question about that.
Eric, I know, look, you misunderstood what I meant. I know they all fight for money, but why should we pay attention to this dude? He acts like he doesn't care about boxing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I agree with you, because I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm not buying that pay-per-view.
Well, no, and you know what?
What are you reading tarot cards now? You read tarot cards? You can figure out what these people think?
Jesus Christ.
Who is this guy?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I am glad that I have alternative programming I can watch. Thank you, DAZN, for giving me a card, because I'm not gonna pay for this. No way. And I'm
you know
disappointed.
What, Robert? You know what, Robert?
What?
You sat there for years saying that you'd rather buy pay-per-views than pay for a DAZN membership and an ESPN Plus membership.
Well, Eric,
all of a sudden you got the whoa. Now all of a sudden you got DAZN and ESPN Plus. We were telling you, Robert, why do you complain about paying for DAZN and ESPN Plus, but you don't complain about paying for pay-per-views? Oh, well, because I'm old school and I'm just used to buying pay-per-views. Now all of a sudden you got so high and mighty now that you're not buying pay-per-views all of a sudden.
I'm not going to – Joe, I've already told you what my reasons were, so I'm not going to go into them on the air here, okay? So let's put that to bed. First of all,
you never had good reason. So let's not act like it was like you were handcuffed or something, and you couldn't get DAZN and ESPN Plus. Cut it out,
Eric. I think from now on we got to keep this show on Sundays because he's totally out of control on a Monday. Jesus Christ.
He's had his pre-workout. It's all good. Yeah, he's had his pre-workout. It's good.
Yeah,
I had a couple bowls.
A couple of Red Bulls.
Cocoa Pebbles. I haven't had that cereal. So I went to the store today, and I was just going to buy some apples. I was going to buy some apples, right? But I was going down this aisle, and I saw the Cocoa Pebbles, and it reminded me back when I was a kid, right? Before I went to school, and I did a nice bowl of cereal, get that sugar rush. So I had a couple bowls of this, man, and I'm bouncing off the walls, and I got a sugar high right now.
Yeah, I don't eat a whole lot of sugar, but when you do, it's like you're
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't had this cereal like this since the good old days, man, when I was playing freaking Scrabble when I was like 12. I mean,
playing
great.
Scrabble.
What are you talking about?
Louis Reyes says, I do like Sundays better. I do too. Listen, the only reason we're going to bump it one more time for the Super Bowl, we'll do it at 12 or we'll do it on the following Monday or whatever. But, I mean, Lou, you talk about the Bengals, baby. This don't happen every day. The Bengals, son. I already got their AFC championship gear, son. Man, that's right.
Oh, and for those of you in the chat, we did a preview show on Saturday for the championship game.
Yeah, the preview show's already over. What are they going to do? Go over there. They already know who won. I don't even know who won.
I'm just letting the public know that we did one, Eric, in case they missed it and they want to go back and see how right or wrong
we
were.
Stop clout-chasing. You know? Will you please, will you please stop clout-chasing? Please.
All right. Now, let me move on here. As far as...
where are you going?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me move on here. Eric, I couldn't believe that Don King thing was actually a pay-per-view event. I remember you talking on the show about calling for tickets, and you had difficulty, finding out information. And their solution to put this on TV was to make people pay for it. I'm glad you didn't waste the time and drive down there.
I got stuff going on too, Robert. I got things happening here. I got a mover and a shaker here. So
I hear you.
Yeah, that Don King card, man.
I hate to say this, but I can't believe he's still in business. To be honest with you.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh. The guy's like 90 years old.
Well, no, because.
Wow.
Look,
how
Bob
ungrateful, first of all. How
was
you
with those cards back in the day?
Look, Bob Arum is over 90 years old.
Man, that's cold-blooded, man. I got to draw the line here.
Put them on TV, Come on.
No, I got to draw. Don King's from Ohio, son.
You come on here and
disrespect Don King.
You're so ungrateful, Robert.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded, man.
You remember the Rumble in the Jungle, Robert? You remember the Rumble in the Jungle? You remember that?
Yeah.
Don King, son.
I know
you're
that.
You're disrespecting Don King like you over here paying rent or something like that.
One of the best promoters of all time, and you are taking a gigantic you-know-what all over him.
That's cold.
Well, you know what? Have him bring one of his fake briefcases like he did in the day, and we'll see what happens there. Come on.
Let
me ask you a question. How do you know the briefcases were fake?
They weren't fake. They got money all in them.
Because the money was fake. I mean, it had money in it, but not as much as he promised.
The money's not fake. He went over there. So hey, they didn't have to take it.
First of all,
they didn't have to take it.
You come on there acting like a friggin' psychic, number one.
Okay.
Then you were acting like a tarot card reader. Now you're an accountant. I mean,
yeah, what are you doing?
Man,
like, seriously, like, that's cold-blooded, man. Are you buying? All right, Adam Beanie Smith wants to know if you're buying the white pay-per-view, the Fury and White pay-per-view.
Yes, I am. That I'm going to buy.
No, you won't. No,
yes,
you.
I am.
You'll make Mrs. Herrick buy it.
You'll make Mrs. Herrick buy it.
Hey guys, have you ever?
Whose
known
name
me?
Is on? Whose name? Who pays for the DirecTV over there? First of all,
I do. I do. It's in my name. Okay? Now, come on. Be honest. Have you guys ever known me to say that I'm going to buy something and I haven't bought it? Normally, if I tell you I'm going to buy something, I will. If I say I'm not going to, I won't.
That's true. He bought that blow-up doll. He told us he was going to do it.
The last time I was in California and we were out, I had to pick up the tab.
Joe, you've never been to California, and I've never seen you, so nice try.
The last time I was there at Mountain View, California, I had to pick up the tab.
He's dreaming, folks. We've never met each other, so.
And we went to Arby's.
Robert, can't you play along with this, man? Like, seriously, you don't get this. Hold on, Beast. You don't get that this, we're just messing around. Like, you can't even go along with it. Like, you got to let them know, like, you've never met the people. We know that. You've never met anybody, son.
No, I was down. He's lying. He's lying. If he took a polygraph right now, that thing would fry him.
I know you're messing around, okay?
If he took a polygraph right now, that thing would fry him. We went to friggin' Arby's.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Big spender over there.
Last year in the summertime when I flew out there. And he wouldn't even pick up the tab.
Tell you what, Joe.
He said, Beeb. He goes like this. You know what he says, Eric? He goes, Beeb, I'll take you out to dinner. Don't worry. It's on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst,
cool.
man.
And then the check comes in. He goes, Beep, can you pick this up? I left my wallet at the house.
Tell you what, Beep, you schedule a polygraph. I'll be glad to take it, okay?
Thing would light you up, man.
Yeah.
You'd be a crispy critter. You'd be a crispy critter after that polygraph.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more thing, and then I'll get out of here because this has gone way off the rails.
Real quick, Shushan Boxing made a really good point here. Says Makabu looking like even Jake Paul would give him trouble. He did.
Good point.
I'm telling you, he did not look good.
Good point.
He did not look good.
Yeah. What's your guys' opinion of Eubank and Williams? You think that'll be a good fight?
I think Eubank gets him. It's a good fight. I'm surprised, like I said, man. I'm really surprised about how that's not on TV. I really am.
Well, you know what? I'm very happy with ESPN Plus, and I never thought I would give them a compliment because as far as I'm concerned, they don't deserve one. But actually, they have the guts.
Wow.
They actually have the guts to pick up Cal Brook and Amir Khan on the 19th. I'm very happy somebody picked that up.
Yeah, I can't wait for that fight.
Now, look,
Jesus.
That has been over-marinated like the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was, but I'm interested.
Are you actually looking forward to that fight?
Yes, I am.
For real?
I am.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
These guys...
I got to admit, I am too.
Yeah, no, I am. I hate to say this, but I'm happy.
I'm a sick individual.
I'm happy that ESPN Plus had the guts to actually pick this up. When we first heard about it and it said no TV, I didn't think we'd get any TV over here for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good, Bill. I mean, they have a lot of big history together, these two guys. I don't know.
The fight's like 10 years out.
When you have...
It's the British version of Mayweather-Pacquiao, guys. You know.
But like I've always said, third time trying to get this out. I've always said, when you have two guys that have declined and they're at the same level, then you can get a good fight here. So two guys. Are just as past it. They have just as many miles on the tank. Both guys have been in rough fights. Both guys have been knocked out cold, right? Both guys have been damaged. Both guys are, at that same point in their careers where this may be a great fight, for entertainment wise. Now, in terms of significance, the winner's not going to, be a mandatory to anyone, or they're not going to go on to be a title holder.
Winner's going to call out Sugar Ray Leonard.
But it could be an entertaining fight.
There you go. All right, Robert. Hey, before we leave, Beeb, shout out to Robert's mom, Mrs. Herrick. She had a birthday last week.
Friday.
Is that right?
Friday, yep.
Friday. That was last week.
Robert.
Yes. So there you go. So happy birthday to Mrs. Herrick.
Yep.
How old is Robert?
She turned 78, Joe. So.
No, she should get a badge of honor having to deal with you all these years, man.
Jeez.
No, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? Sometimes he calls me up. Sometimes he calls me up, right, to help him out with certain stuff. And he's sitting there like she's in the background trying to help him, and he's yelling at her like, he's like, Mom, I got Joe here to help me. Don't worry about it. I'm like, Bobby, just let her.
Mom, give me some more meatloaf. Give me some more meatloaf.
All right,
Robert,
we
gotta go.
Just let her be part of it, Robert. Just let her be part of it. Let her feel like she's part of something. You owe me a dinner, you rat. just let her feel like she belongs. Mom, don't worry about it. Joe got it. Let her be part of it.
I told you I like the crust cut off my bread, Mom.
Mom, you put too much quick in my milk, all right? I don't like it that chocolatey.
What's wrong with you? Too much quick in my milk. Louis Reyes, his birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, my man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Louis.
There you go. All right, let's talk about this one, man. There's the big news this week. Dillian White and Tyson Fury, easy for me to say, finally set Frank Warren and Queensberry Promotions win the bid to host Tyson Fury versus Dillian White. They bid $41 million for this fight. Tyson Fury is set to make $29 million. White is set to make about $7 million. Now, the last $4 million will go to the winner. Pretty amazing, right? Bidding this high on a fight must mean they're going to make a ton of money on this fight. The fight is actually being targeted for April 23rd in the UK. Steve, this is huge news. It's kind of fun to see, you know, what they bid. It's kind of fun to see which fight, you know, what the fighters will get and everything like that. I think it's pretty cool. I also think $4 million is nothing to sneeze at for the winner. Nothing to sneeze at for the winner. So,
is it an extra $4 million or is it an extra $10 million?
It says here it's an extra $4 million. So,
oh, okay.
All but right. I'm sure you know you got pay per views on the back end and all that other good stuff. I hope it does well. You know, like I said, I hope it does well. I like both guys. I think that Dillian White made the right decision by sticking around and trying to do this. It was probably his career-high payday. He deserves it. I mean, he's been through the ringer. He's been number one contender for a long time. Eddie Hearn has not done him any favors. I'll be honest. Eddie Hearn is he should have jumped ship when he had the chance. Eddie Hearn did him no favors. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. The fight's going to happen, and I like it, man. I like the fight. I think Tyson Fury wins, but I think Dillian White gets a good payday, puts up a decent fight. I like it.
I'm hearing rumors that they're saying the fight could be in the U.S. I don't see that happening. It's got to be in the UK, right?
I think it was the fact that Queensberry got it. They're not bringing that fight. They'd be stupid
now,
to bring it to the U.S.
There was people out there saying that Fury doesn't want this fight. Bob doesn't want this fight. And I guess Bob, from what I heard, Bob actually, put some money up. So this is kind of like a co-promotion.
Yes, that's what I heard too. Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, so Bob contributed to the funds here. So after all this, should we still question whether or not Top Rank and Fury want this fight? I mean, there's still some detractors out there saying that Fury doesn't want this fight, that he may not go through with it. And we do know Fury is very unpredictable. He's very volatile. But do you think
doesn't
this thing
mean
goes
anything to him? It's
no,
really,
it doesn't.
It really
it doesn't.
Doesn't.
It doesn't.
I mean, obviously he fights for money. I get it. But if he doesn't want to do something, he ain't doing it. There's no two ways about it with this guy. There's, you know, I mean, you can have $100 million on the table. He's a different kind of cat, man.
Yeah,
he really
it depends how he feels when he wakes up on the day.
Right,
so does this thing go off?
I think so.
Does it go off without a hitch?
I think so. I think Frank Warren put the money up. That's his promoter. They got a real good relationship. I think it does come off. I really do. Unless one of them gets COVID or something like that, or unless they shut down. You know, now, the part about it being in the U.S. could be a contingency plan if, COVID ramps back up or whatever, but, yeah.
Adam Beanie-Smith just said in the chat, Frank Warren said on his IFL interview tonight, the only thing he can confirm right now is that the fight will definitely be in the U.K. Judging wants to do a press conference next week.
Yeah.
So that's great. I mean, and thank you so much. I love this chat because I'll go check that IFL interview out. We have the best chat.
We do.
On YouTube.
Best fans, best everything, man. They're great. I think it does come off. I think the fight has to be in the UK. The only way I see it coming to the US again is maybe a COVID issue. Like I said, you know, they shut it down for January. If something like that happens, but I think we've peaked here anyway in the U.S. I think that Omicron or whatever has peaked, and I think it's kind of going to be on the slide out. So,
I don't know
how it's doing in Europe. I don't know.
No, do you know in Great Britain they took all the Prime Minister took all the restrictions off. They have no restrictions at all. They don't have to wear. There's no mask mandate. There's no, everyone's in school now.
Yeah.
There's no restrictions at all. They're back to normal.
Well, you know why they did that? They did that because they just assumed that you're going to get it one way or the other. There's really no way. It's going to be like the
flu. Yeah,
like if you want to get the shot, get the shot. If you don't want to get the shot, whatever. But that's their thinking. The thinking is, listen, now it can't be stopped. So you're going to have to live with it. So that is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, everyone's going to be exposed to this virus.
Yeah.
Whether they get the level of sickness they get is another thing, but everyone's going to at some point get this virus in their life.
Yeah. Taylor M. COVID is a hoax.
You never got it though, huh?
No. You know, my son got it. And he was the only one in the house. We got five people. We got me, Lisa, Lanes, Antonio, and Dad in the house, right? He was the only one to get it.
You must have a super soldier serum injected in you, man, because you're the only person that I've known that hasn't gotten COVID.
Right? It was right in the house too, man. It was right.
And Lisa goes to school every day too, and she's exposed to so many.
You know what?
They're in school, right? They're not in school, right?
Yeah, they're back in school.
Okay.
You know what though is that I think by Lisa working in a school and working with kids and everything like that, her immunity is through the roof. Because that's the other thing.
That's a great point.
She deals with like germs coming from every direction, everything like that. And the fact that she deals with this day in and day out, her immunity goes through the roof, man. She never gets sick.
Now they're actually saying that the getting COVID and having the antibodies is actually stronger than the vaccine. I got both, so either way, it doesn't.
It's possible, yeah. Listen, man, I got all the shots. I was boosted and everything like that. So, listen, man, if you get it, you know you're gonna get it, but.
Did you get a booster too?
Yeah.
Did your job make you get the booster?
No. I just went and got it. I know we had to get one from my father, and while he was getting one, we were in. We decided to get one. I mean, we were on the list. We could get one, so we just went ahead and got it.
Did you get the Moderna, or did you have to get the
Pfizer,
same one? That
we got the Pfizer.
You got the,
yeah.
So you got the Pfizer, just like because you got the. Do you have to get the same?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you get. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So yeah.
Interesting.
Man. So we'll see, man. We'll see what happens with that fight. But I believe it does come off though.
Yeah. I'm excited, man.
Yeah. I like that fight. It's a good fight. And you know what? The rumor was that Joshua was being offered $15 million to step aside. First of all, I don't know how true that rumor was.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either because it was never confirmed.
It was never confirmed.
Is there 50? I mean, if I told you not to do something for a couple of months and I'll give you $15 million, is there anything you know what I'm saying? Like, if I told you not to go to work and I'm going to give you $15
million,
where are you going to go?
I heard it was more along the lines of $5 million. And then there was also, I don't know how true this is, there was a rumor that Joshua said he wanted $5 million, so he would have done it for $10 million. He would have stepped aside for $10 million. Again, I don't know how true these things is. I don't know who to believe anymore because you could say sources say, and anyone could say sources say this, and then when it doesn't happen, then that person can say, oh, well, my source, don't look at me, look at my source. My source didn't tell me the truth.
Nobody ever wants to take blame or, you know, admit that they're wrong or whatever, and
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, like I said, man, it's, yeah, you're not gonna get it done. Thank you so much, Philly Drew. He said Fury knocks out White in 9. Spoiler. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk about this. This is funny. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor is set for April 30th at Madison Square Garden. Steve, this is the biggest fight in women's history. The biggest. Both of these people, man, undefeated, biggest fight in women's history. Steve, I got to be honest, man.
Even you're excited for this.
I'm still not that excited about it.
What? What?
I can't help it, man. I can't help it.
You know, your misogyny has no bounds.
Just saying, man. I'm not that nice about it. You know what I mean? Maybe they were mud wrestling or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God. The level of sexism.
Listen, man. Let me ask you a question. Why am I sexist? Because I don't really care for women's boxing. Why does that make me sexist? Do you like women's tennis?
Yeah, I think women's tennis is better than the men's tennis. I love women's tennis.
Do you like women's lacrosse?
No, but I like
field. All right, then you're sexist, okay? How about
I like
that?
Field hockey.
I think you're sexist.
I don't understand. I don't like men lacrosse. I don't understand the game that way.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Reef Max is there trolling. Eric's not trolling, I'm telling you. I'm not that excited for it.
So, Eric is like, so what I was going to ask you... So what I was going to ask you earlier in the show, but I noticed that you were going to bring this up later,
yeah.
So I waited like a good co-host. Robbie would have just blurted it out and he would have fucked it all up. That's Robbie being Robbie. But anyways, so you heard about Valdez and Shakur Stevenson possibly going to go on the same day.
Yeah.
And then Bob Arums was saying, well, he's being just like you, saying, well, female boxing really isn't that big. So
That's what he said. He has no reason.
Yeah. So again, do you think that's a bad idea, putting Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez on the same day as this? And which one are you going to watch?
Which one am I going to watch?
Are you going to go back and watch the other one?
I might watch highlights of it. I don't know, man. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me, man. It doesn't
hurt for my heart.
You
right
know
now,
what's
bro.
Crazy? You know what's crazy? Is that I like women's UFC. I like women's UFC.
You don't like women boxing.
I just don't. I can't get into it, man. Maybe it's the two-minute rounds. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is.
What did you think of Serrano, not Serrano, Amanda Nunes getting upset like that?
I thought it was awesome.
Do you think when they have the rematch, you think Pena will win, or you think? I don't know.
Pena's dangerous. Pena's a dangerous, dangerous fighter, and so is Nunes. But you got to wonder, man, Nunes has got a baby now and everything like that. And that
she may be checking out like Keith Thurman.
Yeah, she might be domesticated now. I don't know. Tommy Boxeo, thank you so much, brother. He says, I love the show. Keep it coming. How about them Bengals? That's right, baby. Bengals, son.
It was a fluke.
It was a twice fluke. It was when they beat them a couple times, a couple weeks ago. It ain't no fluke, brother, when they beat them twice.
Brother.
They beat them the same way both times. They've been doing it all year, baby. Boxing historian, salute. Let me tell you what, man. I don't know, man. I can't get into it. I just can't get into it. I'll probably end up watching the fight. But you know what? Here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. If Bob Arum puts on Shakur Stevenson and Valdez that same night, that women's fight moves. That's my prediction.
What do you think of Valdez not signing the contract yet?
Yeah.
If there even is a contract, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Shakur's saying there is, but Shakur says a lot of things. Listen, man. I think that's interesting, and I don't know what the holdup is. I don't know why. I don't know, I don't know what the deal is, but I think it's telling that he hasn't, maybe could just be one of those things where he just got the contract, could just be one of those things where they're reviewing the contract. But I think if he signed it already, I don't know. We'll see. It does kind of give me pause about that fight. It does kind of give you pause, like, will that fight actually come off,
Yeah. Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I have a feeling one way or the other, both cards are not going to be on the same day. Something's going to happen. One of them's going to move.
Yeah. We told you earlier about the fight this weekend where Swissiket Sorunovsai pulled out. Chocolatito versus Juan Francisco Estrada is now off. Estrada's out with COVID. He'll be replaced by Julio Cesar Martinez. Martinez is 18-1 and trained by Eddie Reynoso. So this should be a good one. And, yeah, again, man, that Shakur, back to the Shakur Valdez thing. Beav, what do you make of that he hasn't signed that contract?
I'm skeptical whether there's even a contract. You know, is the contract already drawn up? Because, you know, there has to be like a bout agreement, and there has to be, you know, deal points that have to be put out there, and there has to be a bout agreement. A fight like this, you don't just snap your fingers and throw a contract together that quickly. So that's why I'm skeptical if there's even a contract in place just yet, because they still have to work out the finer details, I'm assuming. So for Shakur to say that, and Aram's like, no one from Top Rank is backing him up, because Bob usually will say, you know, this is where we're at right now, and so-and-so's here, and the other guy's here. Without Bob Arum or anyone from Top Rank confirming that the contracts are done, then I'm skeptical on whether or not, you know, the contracts are done, because I've interviewed Bob Arum before, and, you know, the goofball Coppinger or Cappinger, if you will.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's like, you know, they sent an offer to Wilder for the third fight already. No. And I asked Bob about that. He said, no, we didn't send a contract over. We sent a proposal. So first comes the proposal. Then they do a bout agreement, and they have, which has all the deal points, you know. And then the contract is the last step, you know, in the process. So to just snap your fingers and throw a contract together, you know, the fight was just mentioned that it was going to be happening, and it's targeted for April 30th. But again, you don't just snap your fingers or fight of this magnitude and have everything fall into place. It's a process.
Yeah.
So I'm skeptical that the contract's even done yet.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Valdez is not scared of him, so. You know.
No, he'll fight him.
Centurion Sun says, Eric only watches Ebony Bridges. That's true. I do like watching her fight.
I tried to get Ebony Bridges. She hasn't responded back to me yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
don't worry about it. I'll give her a call. Don't worry about it. I didn't know you wanted her on the show. You should have just hollered at me.
You take care of that for me.
Yeah, bet I will take care of that, son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they should. Yeah, we should get Ebony Bridges. We can get Ebony Bridges on here. She'll come on for
you
me.
Think so?
Oh, hello? Yeah. She's always sliding my DMs.
Do you think Ebony Bridges is a good fighter?
It's good at a lot of things. Fighting, yeah. I, you know, I mean, I heard she's getting another title shot. That she definitely ain't coming off.
Oh,
yeah, no, I mean, I've seen better fighters, put it that way. But she definitely looks the part. She's a math teacher. You know she's a math teacher?
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, my wife is a math teacher, too. We all got something in common, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your wife teaches math?
Yeah. Math teacher. There you go.
Wow.
Louis Reyes, she'd be a great baby feeder. What's wrong with you? A chat, man. What's the matter with you guys? All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. Find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. You can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And next week, we will be back at a normal time on Sunday at 6 p.m. Now on the Super Bowl, which is in 2 weeks, the Bangle Bowl, as we like to call it around here. Basically, it'll be at either noon or we'll do it the following day. But we'll keep you guys posted. But next week, 6 p.m. Sunday. All right, guys. Guys, take care. We'll catch you soon.